Religion on the Line, 2 hours of exploration into the world of spirituality. Whether it's the basics of faith or the hot button issues of the day, talk about it now, 576-7710. And now, Religion on the Line.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio, 710 AM, 103.7 FM. Thank you for tuning us in and being part of what promises to be a very exciting morning of conversation about spirituality, belief, faith, superstition maybe, from time to time.
Right, Halloween's coming up.
And whatever is going to be on your mind, that's what we want to talk about. Give us a call at 576-7710, 576-7710. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill, Minister Emeritus of Community Christian Church, along with
Bill Scholl, Social Justice Consultant for the Archdiocese of Kansas City in Kansas.
Along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And Michael, boy, you made it by the hair of your chinny chin chin. This is kind of peeling back the production of the show this morning. Rick said there was a little problem with your phone, but it looks like you solved it.
Well, as far as I can tell, I'm on the air.
Wait a minute. Rick says means. It was our fault. It was our line, he says, and he's taking one for the team now. So
That's very decent. He better give us some really good bumpers in order to make good on it, right?
Yeah.
So you want to know what I want to worry about this morning?
What do you want to worry about, Michael?
Well, first of all, welcome back, Bill.
Hey, thank you. Good to be back with you guys.
I do want to hear something about the retreat for sure, in terms of any surprises or moments of special uplift. That, you know, questionably, for those who don't know, Bill was only able to be on for a very brief period last Sunday because he was on one of his preparation retreats for becoming a deacon. And I have a different kind of retreat. I won't be on the full show today because I can't babysit a 13-year-old. I am the adult supervision for a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old who happen to be my grandchildren. And how about those cubbies? At any rate.
Well, how about them? They're going and going and going. So have you had any offer of tickets? Have you gone to a game yet?
I have not requested or inquired. I have more than enough cardiac distress just watching on TV. In fact, one of the things that absolutely fascinates me is how tied up so many of us, including me, are in the hope that a city that has had more than its share of pain and tragedy can somehow link a smile, at least, to the possibility of the end of an enormously long non-winning, you can't say losing streak, because who wins the World Series is not only a function of having a good team, it's also a function of some breaks, et cetera, et cetera. Right. So I will admit to you, last night, I watched the game until the eighth inning when they tied it up. The Dodgers tied it up. I turned off the TV. I couldn't watch it anymore.
Oh, wow.
I missed the comeback.
Oh, yeah. See, in Kansas City, nobody ever turns it off, Michael, because why? Frequently we are behind.
Yeah.
Frequently. Over the last, not, you know, this season, but this season too, but especially in 14 and 15, we were behind, and yet it was comeback time. And, I mean, we gained enough moxie. I don't even know if it was confidence, but we gained enough moxie to think we're never out of it, no matter what the score.
Well, in the meantime, should we go to things at least a little more important?
Yeah, just a little more. Yeah. And I'm going to see if anybody has – I'll be pleased, but I'll be shocked if anybody has a topic I'm going to bring up. Just a little teaser.
Ooh.
There. There we go. All right.
Ooh.
All right.
How many coaches if we get it right?
Michael, go.
So here's mine. Huffington Post this week, prepare to feel really small. We may hold 10 times more galaxies than we thought. For decades, the number was thought to be 100 to 200 billion galaxies. And, of course, galaxies hold billions of solar systems, so just prepare to be small, right? New data suggests that number is 10 times too low. That is to say, there may be anywhere between 1 trillion and 2 trillion galaxies in the universe. Oh, we behold the heavens, the work of your hands. Oh, my goodness. You've heard me, Bob, comment. Astronomically speaking, human beings are insignificant, or one might recognize that astronomically speaking, human beings are astronomers.
And Michael, whose calculation? Which physicist?
Oh, gosh, you know, it was a whole bunch of stuff based on what Hubble has discovered.
Okay, all right.
And what the Webb, which is going to be launched shortly, the Webb telescope, it anticipates that we'll know more and more and more. It's going to be a deep probe telescope, et cetera. It's beyond my pay grade. But that said, I think fascinating and surprising and intriguing, Bob Dylan winning the Nobel Prize for Literature.
Michael, that's the one I was going to mention. You know, in fact, that's the only thing I brought this morning, and thank you for taking it away from me. But no, isn't it amazing? Say more about it. Were you shocked or surprised?
First, I didn't even know that they would considered a songwriter, poet, though he be. And not the least of the reasons being because no songwriter, poet has ever won the Nobel Prize for Literature. Poets certainly have, which is the category, obviously, that they expressed in the award. But I was very impressed, very intrigued, not the least of the reasons being because Dylan himself, and I think an enigmatic character is a reasonable description. Has
the least.
What should we say? Lots of biblical themes in many of his poems. I mean, blowing in the wind is clearly an Isaiah. And it keeps on going on and on and on. I guess I'll have to find a new storage place for my coasters, huh?
Yeah.
Moving on. This is an interesting headline. Every 7 seconds. A girl under 15 gets married. One girl under the age of 15 gets married every 7 seconds, according to a new study by the international nonprofit Save the Children. The study presents a Girls' Opportunities Index. According to the UNICEF data, more than 700 million girls today were married before their 18th birthday, and one of three of them was married before she turned 15. The article goes on to suggest what that will mean going forward for the lives of those young girls. I wonder if, perchance, there's anybody in our listening audience who has a comment or a commentary or may have experienced such an encounter, et cetera. And speaking of marriage, this was one that new to me. For an illustration of how cruel, now this clearly is very prejudiced. Prejudiced in the sense of it comes with loaded with a perspective already. The headline is, Louisiana puts up hurdles to prevent immigrants from joining in marriage. I didn't know anything about that. New Iberia, Louisiana. For an illustration of how cruel the country's latest wave of nativism has grown, look to Louisiana. Here, a little-noticed new state law has effectively made it illegal for thousands of refugees to get married. It's stunning. And the author, a woman named Catherine Rampel, goes on to suggest that having lost the state battle vis-a-vis same-sex marriage, now they're going after something else. We're once again under attack, this time by the sacred institution of wedlock was once again under attack, this time by devious immigrants. Undocumented workers and even terrorists had newly discovered they could exploit Louisiana's marriage law to gain citizenship, legislators claim, leading to a supposed epidemic of marriage fraud.
What jingoistic, paranoid person said this?
It's the Louisiana legislature passed this legislation, and it's law. Presumably the governor signed it.
Really?
For those who don't know,
the
nativist reference is to various moments in American history, when whatever the scourge was, Irish, yellow,
German,
German, Eastern European, Jewish, were viewed as somehow deviant and outside of the ken of the American spirit and would not adopt and would destroy our way of life. Here we go. Now, a different topic altogether.
This can we, Michael, we need to take a break, and then we're going to call right back, okay? We're going to take a break, pay some bills here. Do give us a call at 576-7710.
Listen up, Kansas City. Dave Ramsey here. I'm excited to announce that for the first time ever, the Smart Money Tour featuring New York Times number one best-selling author Rachel Cruze and me. We're headed back. That's right. We're going to be in Kansas City on October 20th. If you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck and you're wondering what you're going to do when retirement comes around, well, you can find the answers at this one-night event. It's time to live more and worry less. Just visit DaveRamsey.com and reserve your Smart Money seats today.
This is Mark Comfort, owner of Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours and Travel, and host of Vacation Views. And I'm inviting you to tune in every Saturday from 10 to 11 to find out about the wonderful world of vacations. We'll be talking about ocean cruises, river cruises, and all-inclusive vacations all across the world. So tune in every Saturday from 10 to 11 on KCMO Talk Radio, 710 AM and 103.7 FM, and you deserve a great vacation.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Tune in Monday mornings as KCMO Talk Radio teams up with Operation Homefront to honor a hometown hero. While deployed, military families may sometimes struggle, and together we can help. Brought to you by Laborers Local 1290. Get details at kcmotalkradio.com.
Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Potential side effects may include nausea, flaking of the scalp, intestinal cramping, constipation, rectal itching, and dizziness.
KCMO Kansas City. KCMO. We've got your news right here. KCMO Kansas City. Local, regional, and national news from CBS Radio News at the top and bottom of the hour. Every hour.
On Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
103.7 FM and AM 710. KCMO. The KCMO Talk Radio app on your smartphone, tablet, or mobile device.
60% of the time, it works every time.
A free download in the iTunes or Google Play Stores. Kansas City's most stimulating talk. KCMO.
It's interesting, a new app has come out.
The KCMO Talk Radio app.
There's an app for that.
A free download on the iTunes or Google Play Stores.
You know what's a great app?
KCMO Talk Radio on your smartphone, tablet, or mobile device. Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
I never dreamed that any mere physical experience could be so stimulating.
KCM. KCMO. We've got you covered when you need it most. News, weather, and traffic on the fours on Kansas City's most stimulating talk. KCMO.
Hey, it's Mike from The Midday Show. On Monday's program, entrepreneurs in Kansas City, it's harder than you may think, and it may be government's fault. We'll tell you why noon to 1 right here on KCMO Talk Radio.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Enjoy this glorious weekend, and make sure you take my podcast with you. Hillary's email dumps, Donald's groping, and so much more. Just go to KCMOTalkRadio.com. Look for Carson in the morning. Hey, guys, it's Carson. Have a great weekend. Monday morning at 7:10, Dan Israel from the Chiefs Radio Network will join us to talk about a huge Chiefs victory over the Raiders. 7:10 again on Monday.
FM 103.7 and AM 710.
It's outrageous. Shame on you.
KCMO. Kansas City's most stimulating talk. Kansas City's most stimulating talk. KCMO.
Good morning. Whether you say spirit in the sky or you say some other way of describing deity and your faith, your belief, your whole system of organizing worship and value, we are glad that you've tuned in to us here at Religion on the Line. 576-7710 is the number to call. 576-7710. You've got Religion on the Line. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill, Minister Emeritus of Community Christian Church, along with
Bill Scholl with the Archdiocese of Kansas City, Kansas, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And Michael, you were saying.
Yeah, I got two more to throw into the hopper.
All right.
Bill, this one stunned me and said, the headline is Poza Rica, Mexico. I don't know where that is, but other than that's in Mexico. Mexico is reeling from a rash of abductions and killings of priests, presumably by drug cartels. Mexico has now supplanted Colombia as the most dangerous place to be a priest.
Wow.
That's very. Was that something you had any awareness of at all?
No. So I mean, we've had mission trips that historically we've sent to mission we've gone to. It's just become too dangerous and. I mean, we've had immigrants join our church who said, yeah, one of the reasons I came from Mexico was my brother was kidnapped. But historically, yeah, priests have been kind of off. I've been left alone. But now I wow.
I do remember reading during the Mexican, I guess, called revolution at the beginning of the 20th century that many priests were killed by the revolutionaries, but this was news to me. My goodness! So this is my last one, and then I'm staying on until about 8:15 ish, guys. I'm sorry for the requirement that children, grandchildren, especially, trump radio. If they ever knew what radio was, that's it. this is from a review of a book that was new to me, "The People and the Books," by Adam Kirsch, and the review is by Dara Horn. And she had it's a collection of reflections on a certain number of books through the Jewish Odyssey that the author, Mr. Kirsch, suggests had an enormous impact on shaping Jewish consciousness and its interaction with the world, and in some ways then influenced the world, of course. Here's the little paragraph. One central continuity is the Jews' stormy relationship with God. With characteristic insight, Mr. Kirsch writes of Deuteronomy's concern for the Israelites' defiance of God, even among those who personally witnessed divine miracles. Quote, there seems to be something about the presence of God that is hard to bear, and about his memory, I couldn't have put his, that is almost impossible to sustain. I just thought that was an absolutely stunningly intriguing notion that we don't often share on the show. There is this push-pull, there is this tension, there is this struggle, there is, to use the metaphor, wrestling with our relationship to God and God's relationship to us that I don't think is limited to Jewish life, but Jewish life has been far more willing to, what should we say, admit it?
Say that phrase that he used, Michael. That was an interesting phrase.
There seems to be something about the presence of God that is hard to bear, and I'm going to substitute God's memory because he has his with a small h, no less, God's memory that is almost impossible to sustain. But both the notion of moments of transcendence or encounter with the sacred and the, something that oftentimes in the 21st century we spend very little attention to, the mysterium tremendous, the overwhelmed, the littleness of us, the fear and trembling that our more saccharine views of deity is a really nice guy.
Well, you know, Michael, I'm thinking of in the book of Exodus when God has done all these incredible, amazing miracles, and Moses goes up to Mount Sinai, and the people ask for Aaron to craft a golden calf, and Aaron says, he lifts up the golden calf and says, you know, behold the God that delivered you from Israel, and you want to go, were you there? I didn't see a golden guy. Like, you kind of think no one's, they're all like, yeah, let's go with that. I always wondered about those, the people of Israel in the desert, like, gosh, you saw all these miracles. What's your thought about that?
My cliche on that is, I have three thoughts. One is, these are either the dumbest people to ever walk the face of the earth, or the text the text is clearly trying to point us in another direction. And Dr. King's notion of that other direction was, it is easier to get the slaves out of Egypt than it is to get Egypt out of the slaves.
Yeah.
And that is always true, whether it's a personal liberation or a people's liberation. Intriguingly, I learned this from Abraham Joshua Heschel, this alternative notion. And Heschel, as many people will recognize, marched with King. Heschel said, people are free to disbelieve the evidence of their own experience.
Yeah.
And I think that's the heart of what's going on. Because every time a miracle occurs, this is actually a book project I'm working on, or pretend to be working on, every time a so-called miracle occurs in the Hebrew Bible, every time, no one draws the correct lesson, which has got to be the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a lesson about us,
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
You know, we are surrounded by miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And we yawn.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah, we.
Nobody
nobody takes off their shoes, says Emily Dickinson.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
Not Emily Dickinson. I think it's Elizabeth Barrett Browning. Yeah, yeah.
Earth's crammed with heaven.
With heaven.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
And Bill, do you have things to put on the fire this morning?
Well, yeah, great news. The Pope has announced that he intends to canonize 7 new saints. And one of them actually, we were just talking about Mexico, is Jose Sanchez del Rio, who was a 14-year-old boy who was killed in that 1928 Mexican Revolution. He was a Cristero, and he opposed the government's anti-Catholic and anti-clerical policies, and under torture, he refused to disown his faith. So, and it's very interesting. These saints are generally credited with really reflecting Pope Francis's pastoral vision. One of them was known as the Gaucho priest, who really smelled like the sheep, Father Alfonso Maria Fusco, and he traveled thousands of miles. Oh, wait, that was the Italian one. I'm sorry. Let me get the Gaucho. Let's see. You know, yeah. So a lot of Italians and a lot of, Cura Brochero. Jose Gabriel del Rosario Brochero was an Argentine priest who smelt like the sheep. And he traveled all across Argentine during the 19th century to bring Jesus's message of salvation. But I don't have time to go through all of them, but it's kind of exciting. That we're going to add to the canon 7 new saints, and ones that really can be a source of inspiration. But gosh, I was thinking to myself, I have a 14-year-old son, and just the thought of like him being in a position where he wouldn't disown his face, like that's and that he's killed for that, like wow. So that's kind of exciting. That's kind of the big news, and then last week you talked about the 17 new cardinals that the church is adding,
mm-hmm.
and 3 of them are American. And I mean, mm-hmm. I guess if you're following, if you're looking at the episcopate and you're watching that, that's of some interest. But
we're going to have to take a break now, yeah. And come back after these messages. Keep on calling. 576-7710, and we'll get to you in just a minute.
In the past several months, the economy and stock market have recovered from weakness that started back in 2015. Now the question is, will it last? The answer, in large part, depends on when and if the Federal Reserve raises interest rates again. Hi, my name is Chris Butler, Portfolio Manager with Butler, Lands & Wagler. I'm also the host of Capitalist Pigs, heard every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock on KCMO Talk Radio. No one can know when the Fed will hike rates or how markets are even going to react. But the good news is that we don't really have to know. Both of our portfolios, growth and income, are based on following trends wherever they take us. If you're concerned with what the future holds for your portfolio, trend following can help keep you on the right side of the market. Being extremely diversified can also help protect you against an uncertain future. To learn more about both trend following and extreme diversification, You can download our free report at investontrack.com. That's investontrack.com.
CBS News updates. Donald Trump reiterates that he believes the election is rigged against him and why he thinks Hillary Clinton's unqualified to be president.
The FBI and the Department of Justice created a fraud in allowing Hillary Clinton to get away with her terrible, terrible crimes. And I guarantee you that Clintons are laughing at them right now.
Trump suggests Clinton might have been on drugs during the second debate, challenging her to a drug test before the Las Vegas debate. His running mate says a Democratic defeat is a priority.
Let's not rest in the next 24 days until we do our part here in the great state of Florida to ensure that Hillary Clinton is never elected president of the United States of America.
A Washington Post ABC News poll done after the release of the Access Hollywood video shows Clinton with a 4-point lead. CBS News update, I'm Gary Nunn.
KCMO weather from KCTV 5.
A few clouds greet us this morning, but at least it's another mild start with morning temperatures in the middle 60s. Then we're going to see changes through the day. Skies becoming mostly sunny and highs climbing all the way up into the low to mid 80s. Towards the evening, skies staying mostly clear with gusty winds through our Sunday. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Rhino Williams.
In the past several months, the economy and stock market have recovered from weakness that started back in 2015. Now the question is, will it last? The answer, in large part, depends on when and if the Federal Reserve raises interest rates again. Hi, my name is Chris Butler, portfolio manager with Butler, Lands, and Wagler. I'm also the host of Capitalist Pigs, heard every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock on KCMO Talk Radio. No one can know when the Fed will hike rates or how markets are even going to react. But the good news is that we don't really have to know. Both of our portfolios, growth and income, are based on following trends wherever they take us. If you're concerned with what the future holds for your portfolio, trend following can help keep you on the right side of the market. Being extremely diversified can also help protect you against an uncertain future. To learn more about both trend following and extreme diversification, you can download our free report at investontrack.com. That's investontrack.com.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin-purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
Local, regional, and national news from CBS Radio News at the top and bottom of the hour, every hour. On Kansas City's most stimulating talk. 103.7 FM and AM 710 KCMO.
It's interesting, a new app has come out.
The KCMO Talk Radio app.
There's an app for that.
A free download on the iTunes or Google Play stores.
You know what's a great app?
KCMO Talk Radio on your smartphone, tablet, or mobile device. The KCMO Talk Radio app on your smartphone, tablet, or mobile device.
60% of the time, it works every time.
A free download in the iTunes or Google Play stores. Kansas City's most stimulating talk. KCMO. Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Potential side effects may include nausea, flaking of the scalp, intestinal cramping, constipation, rectal itching, and dizziness.
KCMO Kansas City. We've got your news right here. KCMO. Online at kcmotalkradio.com. KCMO. We've got you covered when you need it most. News, weather, and traffic on the fours on Kansas City's most stimulating talk. KCMO.
Morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio 710 on your AM radio dial, 103.7 on your FM radio dial. Thank you for allowing us to be part of your Sunday morning here at KCMO Talk Radio. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill, Minister Emeritus of Community Christian Church, along with
Bill Scholl, Social Justice Consultant for the Archdiocese of Kansas City in Kansas, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And Bill, do you have other things?
Well, you know, I wanted to ask our listeners about the leaked email scandal, so to speak. Some emails came out. I think it's WikiLeaks with Julian Assange. Some emails have been leaked, that, and some Catholics have said that this these emails show that there is a bias against Catholicism. And a couple of people at work have asked me, "Well, what do you think about this, Bill?" And I have to say, my first reaction is, well, I think it's bad form to read other people's mail. And while I think some of the things that are said, personally, I kind of find offensive. I want to ask our listeners, what do you think about this? Are there some things in presidential politics that should be beyond the pale? And what do you think about not just what is being said, but kind of how we're finding out this information? And is there a part in our politics where decent people say, you know, I don't want to participate in this because the way it was obtained? And when people are having private conversations, if those private conversations get revealed somehow, should that be off limits? Should we say no? We're not going to make hay with that. I'd be curious what our listeners think about that. Not just what was said, but kind of how it was revealed. And I'd be curious too if our listeners, you know, reflecting on how you talk to your friends or you converse with your friends via email, if you'd want everything you said, you know, revealed publicly. Like I'm thinking, gosh, you know, there are things I've written to friends where I don't think I've said anything objectionable per se, but if you take it out of context and you just take one sentence, really could totally miss the point. So I'd be curious what our listeners think about that. And then, Bob, I want to ask you about what you think of Bob Dylan winning the Nobel Prize, because I know that poetry is your passion. And I'm particularly curious, do you think it's a great idea, or do you think it's is it kowtowing to celebrity? Because I know there's a lot of, I mean, the art of poetry, there's a lot of great poets out there who maybe don't have millions of readers just because we don't read poetry like we used to. And the Nobel Prize often is a chance for poets who dedicate their life to the art of just the written oral word without music, without, I guess as a poet, how do you feel about that? That's the basic question.
You know what? I will do that, but let's go to, I definitely want to talk about Dylan at any point. And also, Michael, to say, we've been getting the Wall Street Journal delivered to our house free.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, except if it's prepping us for something. But there is a huge article about Dylan in their, I guess, what passes for an entertainment or culture section. Uh-huh. I mean, that will never even appear in the New York Times. I mean, I'm just amazed. And a chronology, a good analysis. And do they have an endowment, by the way? Does the Wall Street Journal have? They must have an endowment.
My impression is it's a for-profit instrument that needs to turn. I'm not aware of an endowment. You know, it's owned by
they just have more copy.
The 21st Century Fox, is it called? Yeah. Whatever the Newsweek.
I can't believe they just have an unbelievable. Are you still there, Michael?
Yeah.
Okay, they just have an unbelievable amount of copy and inches of print. It's just amazing. Anyway, I'm the editorials, and there's one in there this weekend that I just thought was reprehensible, but they're not my cup of tea.
They are clearly an outstanding, in my judgment, news gathering source.
Yeah, the news is, I mean, it's they're right on top of everything. Anyway, let's go to David, though. He's called in. He's been waiting a little bit here. David, you've got Religion on the Line.
Oh, yeah, howdy, y'all. You know, I wanted to quote that Nobel Peace Prize winner to, as Bill raised the issue of political figures and whether or not they should have public lives. To live outside the law, you must be honest. And I believe that's old Bob Dylan, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't remember that phrase nor the song, but...
Yeah, to live outside the law, you must be honest.
What does that mean to you? What does that mean?
Well, in other words, if I remember right, Jesus has a passage where he says that a poor man can get drunk, but a rich man, or especially a leader, has no right to get drunk. They've taken on the mantle of managing our lives, and they have no right to go off duty.
Yeah, let me just say, Jesus says this?
I believe that's pretty. I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah, I don't think that's Jesus. That there is a passage in the Old Testament in which to the poor man give wine, but to the rulers they must refrain, or something like that. But it's,
all right, yeah, that's even better. It's older.
But when you say it's from Jesus, yeah. It gives it very much an authenticating power.
Yeah,
and not that the other isn't authentic and powerful in its own way, but just for our listeners, we want to be accurate.
Well, it's either way, and it comes down to the Abrahamic religions. All three of them. We're looking at a political year where everybody wishes that we could roll the dice again. We wish we could both start up. Both parties want to swap candidates. This is really looking like an insult to democracy. So who's the patriarch of them all? Well, there was Abraham, but there was Moses. Says that we should have a jubilee every once in a while. And we've never had a jubilee. And it seems like the time that the world needs a jubilee. And when you look at whether it's the Jews, the Christians, or Muslims, they're all from the same religion, they're all dealing with Yahweh, they're all dealing with the idea that we should have a jubilee. And
well,
that
would
take
what
care
would,
of so
what
much.
What would the jubilee consist of from your perspective? Is it the biblical notion of a jubilee?
Well, it's the idea that they're two different, and they're both equally joyful.
Dave, very specifically, straight to the point.
Yeah, well,
what
canceling
would
debt.
A jubilee be? No, I want you to give me the outline of what the jubilee would be.
Well, there's two versions. There's the cash version.
No. What do you suggest?
Well, we need a chance to start over. Right now, we're locked into some horrors of, like, old man's wars, and the idea that the next generation has just got to watch in horror as some old man's wars has to come out, and then you have people who are investing in the apocalypse, the preppers that are out there just cashing in, putting together their caches of guns and food. It's amazing that they've come up with an economy preparing for the apocalypse, when in fact the apocalypse
is supposed
to be feared.
Dave, what would you do in your jubilee? So far you've told me that...
Cancel debt.
Description symptoms. I want to know what you would do, because in the biblical notion, a jubilee means the remission of all debt and people returning to their lands and the end of slavery. Now, tell me what you would do other than those things which are not the same thing anymore.
Oh, there's still slavery. I mean, you look at your average superintendent.
Okay, fine. All right.
Salaried employees are slaves.
Stop. Dave, please. Come on. So you would want to have some change in employer-employee relationships? That would be a part of a jubilee?
Well, jubilee is so extensive.
Just tell me yes or no.
I'm trying to answer.
Go ahead, Dave. We're going to take a few sentences to say constructively what you believe should be done.
Well, extensive is the point of jubilee. There are so many things that have to be canceled, so many things that have to be restarted. You have to have, make the ground fallow again instead of barren soil. And the idea that we've had so much decimation for so many years, nobody's been really working on creating a new opportunity in life. So the whole opportunity of getting all of the people of the world together, they right now things like little YouTube videos can bring us together in an enormously joyful way, or it can create enormous pain and sorrow.
Okay.
So we've got the opportunity to all come together, but
all right.
It's whether or not we're trapped in this belief that we have to. Well, the apocalypse is coming. I guess I gotta go.
Okay, Dave. Thank you for your comment, and we got to go now. Okay, and we've got to take a show break, and we're going to be back after these messages here at Religion on the Line.
In the past several months, the economy and stock market have recovered from weakness that started back in 2015. Now the question is, will it last? The answer, in large part, depends on when and if the Federal Reserve raises interest rates again. Hi, my name is Chris Butler, portfolio manager with Butler, Lands, and Wagler. I'm also the host of Capitalist Pigs, heard every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock on KCMO Talk Radio. No one can know when the Fed will hike rates or how markets are even going to react. But the good news is that we don't really have to know. Both of our portfolios, growth and income, are based on following trends wherever they take us. If you're concerned with what the future holds for your portfolio, trend following can help keep you on the right side of the market. Being extremely diversified can also help protect you against an uncertain future. To learn more about both trend following and extreme diversification, you can download our free report at investontrack.com. That's investontrack.com.
Hello, friends. I'm Ernie Rodina, your host of the Better Horses Radio Show, Sunday mornings at 9 on KCMO Talk Radio. Myself, along with my co-host, Don Dawson, will bring you the latest equine information on what is going on locally and nationally. You know, being born and raised in Kansas City and bringing Better Horses Radio home means an awful lot to me. So if you love horses and want to hear from some of the best in the industry, make sure you tune in on Sunday mornings at 9 to Better Horses Radio here on KCMO Talk Radio. It's unbelievable.
In the past several months, the economy and stock market have recovered from weakness that started back in 2015. Now the question is, will it last? The answer, in large part, depends on when and if the Federal Reserve raises interest rates again. Hi, my name is Chris Butler, portfolio manager with Butler, Lands, and Wagler. I'm also the host of Capitalist Pigs, heard every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock on KCMO Talk Radio. No one can know when the Fed will hike rates or how markets are even going to react. But the good news is that we don't really have to know. Both of our portfolios, growth and income, are based on following trends wherever they take us. If you're concerned with what the future holds for your portfolio, trend following can help keep you on the right side of the market. Being extremely diversified can also help protect you against an uncertain future. To learn more about both trend following and extreme diversification, you can download our free report at investontrack.com. That's investontrack.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Potential side effects may include nausea, flaking of the scalp, intestinal cramping, constipation, rectal itching, and dizziness.
KCMO Kansas City. the KCMO Talk Radio app on your smartphone, tablet, or mobile device.
60% of the time, it works every time.
A free download in the iTunes or Google Play stores. Kansas City's most stimulating talk. KCMO. Kansas City's most stimulating talk. KCMO.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Have a great weekend. Monday morning at 7:10, Dan Israel from the Chiefs Radio Network will join us to talk about a huge Chiefs victory over the Raiders. 7:10 again on Monday.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio, 710 AM, 103.7 FM. At 576-7710, 576-7710, that's the number to call. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill, Minister Emeritus of Community Christian Church, along with...
Bill Scholl with the Archdiocese of Kansas City, Kansas, along with...
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda. And guys, during the break, I had a chance to check my email. We did get a query, guess from where?
Charles, guess where, Charles, in West Virginia. Yeah, let's go there. Let's go there.
Okay, all right. I need to do a little manipulation because I'm on my cell phone. Hold on.
Pat, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Now I go to this. Reverend Hill, I'm trying to understand Jesus' parable of the unjust steward. And the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely for the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. So non-Christians are generally wiser than Christians? What did the steward do that was wise? Is it that the steward, by charging customers less than the full amount owed to his master, has gained friends at his master's expense?
That's one way of interpreting it. You know, I think, when you said the parable of the unjust judge, I said, oy vey, please.
Yeah.
You know, it is one of the more vexing and nettlesome of the parables. I don't like it, but you know, the stuff isn't in the Bible just to peeve me. I don't have to like all this stuff, but I have a human reaction is that this is the unjust judge is aptly named because it seems to give advantage to somebody just sheerly for shrewdness, which may be the point that somebody who tries to play it safe does not gain advantage with regard to deity, and that we are called to risk, and sometimes risk much, and that playing it safe and not risking the little that has been given to us can backfire on us. And the other thing is, nobody ever talks about all of this. When you're given your portion, it's not really your portion.
Yeah.
All of it belongs to God. So why not risk it all in the sake of goodness and grace and love and for the kingdom, as it were? Why not do that? So I'm not sure that it's like that who you identify with in the parable is very interesting. It says more about who we are and what our perceptions are. The parable of the Good Samaritan, not to divert, we get back to the unjust judge, but the parable of the Good Samaritan, prodigal son, almost all of us are the elder brother in religious communities where that parable is heard. I mean, there are some prodigals, absolutely, but frequently we are the ones who are dutifully going to church, going to Sunday school, going to Shabbat services, et cetera, and... You mean they peel out Gates Barbecue for this wastrel? They pull in, you know, a big band and have a big celebration for this person returning? Are you kidding me? But we don't normally hear that. We almost always make it personal that we're the prodigal. And I'd say that whole parable, the prodigal son parable, is really the parable of the prodigal sons. Or the prodigal father who loves everybody equally. Back to the unjust judge, that's all I have to say.
he's got one for each of us. So if you
okay.
Go to Bill.
Sure.
He's got three. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you, Michael, what what do you think in that parable, what do you think of Jesus as a rabbi? Like is he kind of unique in that way, or is he using sort of a rabbinic technique that
I think outflanking people's standard way of looking at the world is built into a Jewish mindset. Overall, I think of Jesus as that kind of teacher.
Yeah.
Obviously that's not to say anything about, you know, the claim that then comes out of that experience for people. But I see a continuity rather than a discontinuity in that regard.
Right. Okay, what was the question that Charles had for me?
Okay. The Pope says Catholics should apologize to gays, but shouldn't the Church really do more than apologize? For instance, the Pope apologized to Mexico, but shouldn't the Church remove as much gold as possible from all the cathedrals in Europe and give it back to Mexico? Many thousands of Indians were forced to mine that gold. Or should an apology suffice?
Okay. Well, there's two parts to that question. So one is he wants the Church to apologize to gays.
Right, but I think he said that the Pope has. That's news to me.
Well, I recall the Pope making remarks about that.
Who am I to judge?
Well, yeah, and those I think were some private remarks, but I think the Pope has made some public remarks along the lines of that Christians and the Catholic clergy haven't always treated people who've had same-sex attraction. We've treated them badly. I mean, I would acknowledge that. Yeah, and certainly for the people that have been treated badly. I mean, I've met people who have same sex attraction who've gone to the confessional and they've said that they haven't always been received warmly and welcomed. And I think we do owe people an apology for that. Because we're called to treat everybody with charity. There's a lot of people have been treated. I've been treated badly. I mean, like join the club. You know, that all of us could tell stories of where clergy or fellow Christians haven't always followed the gospel and treated us the way they should. And oftentimes I think that's a product of culture more so than Christian faith, where our cult, our society's culture informs us. And I'll get to that second question after the break.
All right. We're going to be back, and you call in at 576-7710. 576-7710 is the number to call here at Religion on the Line.
If you want to increase the strength of your retirement assets, income, and legacy, we have good news. Protecting Your Retirement Radio, heard Saturday mornings at 9, is the place to learn how to safely accumulate, grow, and enjoy your retirement assets. When appropriate, we recommend the use of safe, modern-day fixed annuities that are built retirement tough. Can't wait until Saturday? Call Protecting Your Retirement today at 913-648-2700 for a free, no-pressure visit on strengthening your retirement. That's 913-648-2700.
Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Potential side effects may include nausea, flaking of the scalp, intestinal cramping, constipation, rectal itching, and dizziness.
KCMO Kansas City.
It's interesting, a new app has come out.
The KCMO Talk Radio app.
There's an app for that.
A free download on the iTunes or Google Play stores.
You know what's a great app?
KCMO Talk Radio on your smartphone, tablet, or mobile device. KCMO, FM 103.7 and AM 710. KCMO, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.